From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump has decided to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program. It shielded 800,000 young undocumented immigrants from deportation. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham agrees with the president's decision, but said Congress had to step up its game.
I've tried to do my part to find comprehensive immigration reform, not only for the DREAM Act kids, but also for their parents. But the main thing I've tried to do is make sure that 20 years from now, we don't have 11 million more illegal immigrants. Fix it once and for all.
Congress will have 6 months to act if it wishes to continue to allow those affected to remain in the United States. Hurricane Irma is the most powerful storm ever recorded in the Atlantic Ocean. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the Category 5 storm has winds of up to 297 kph as it approaches the Leeward Islands in the Caribbean. Florida Governor Rick Scott told residents to get ready.
We are preparing for Irma to directly impact our state, and while it's still too early to tell exactly where the storm will hit, it is incredibly important that all Floridians keep a close eye on this incredibly dangerous storm. Do not sit and wait to prepare. Get prepared now.
Scott has ordered the suspension of road tolls across the state as residents begin to evacuate. Russian President Vladimir Putin said that winding up of military hysteria over North Korea could lead to a global catastrophe and a huge number of human casualties. He said a peaceful and diplomatic solution could only resolve the North Korean nuclear problem. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley wants the U.N. Security Council to vote on September 11th to impose tougher sanctions. This is VOA News.